Oh, boy.
It's Anna DeVlantes and Matt Pubala filling in for Bill and Wendy, and this is why Bill's not here today. We just realized. Comedian Mitch Fatale joins us.
You'll be taking over the world soon, guys.
Yeah. Mitch Fatale joins us in studio. He is appearing at the Improv in Schaumburg tonight, Saturday, Sunday, three days this weekend. Make sure you get out and see him. We'll give all
three big nights of comedy.
And I made the mistake during the break of asking you how you met your
how
wife.
I met my wife.
Which was the most romantic thing. He seemed like the most romantic guy in the world.
It was a beautiful story how you celebrate the first of every month because you got married on
January 1st. We got married on January 1st.
Because it was the happiest day of your life. Tell that story real quick about how why you married on January 1st.
Because January 1st was always historically for me the happiest I've ever been because I always hated Christmas and I always hated my birthday, which is December 20th. Well, and my whole entire life, I was one of these guys, and everybody who has birthdays around that time understands how miserable it is. It's the most freezing time in the world. Everybody's stressed out, and every gift you get, they go, this is for your birthday and for Christmas. And it's like, so you get socks. Yeah, this is socks. This is for your birthday. You never get two gifts. So I always felt cheated. I always hated it. I always hated that I look at people with June and July birthdays and thought that they were just the luckiest people in the world. So I was like, you know something? January 1st is my favorite day. I'm going to get married on my favorite day. That was the romantic part of the story. And then you guys
and
had
we were
the,
all like, oh, that should be a romantic comedy. And then you said, but the way we met.
No, you didn't know that.
Anna
how
said,
you
how'd
said,
you meet your wife?
How did you meet your wife?
The investigative reporter had to jump in.
And I said, do you want the clean version or the real version?
and
you
we chose, were like, we weren't sure.
You chose the real version, and now you have to deal with it.
Now it can't be erased from your mind.
And not at all. Wow, what a story.
The real version is that my wife's ex-husband had just walked out on her. This is how we met. They had been married for 7 years, and he ran away with another girl. And my wife was depressed, and she was crying. And her best friend said, "I'm going to bring you to see my favorite comedian." She had tickets to me that night. I was her favorite comedian. Thank you very much. And she brought her. And I used to do a bit on stage about the fact that the one thing that I had never done is had a threesome. And Jessica's best friend turned to her and said, "We should blow his mind and give him a threesome." And Jessica said, "Why do I care? I'm not married. Like, the guy, my husband ran out on me." So she's just doing it as an act of, like, you know,
revenge
to him, like, you know, whatever. And I don't mind being the revenge. And they took me back to their house, and I had my first threesome, and I met my wife.
But see, this is so complicated because I know how women work, and you get. Women
well, you're going to have to come over and I'll show you how it works.
No, that's what I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is that that's her, like, one of her best friends.
That is her best friend, yeah.
She's still in your circle of friends now, but you have
this she's our best friend now.
Mitch will never let her go.
She lives with us now.
Oh, my God.
Does she really live with you?
No. I wish I could put that together.
But so there's no weirdness, there's no awkwardness around her?
No, not at all. No, they are very cool chicks, and they share everything. They've been best friends for a long time, and there is no weirdness. The one weirdness is that one time Heather, who is Jessica, my wife's best friend, who I had the threesome with, Heather once got upset with me because she said, "I just was trying to give you a fun time. I didn't want to give you my best friend," like meaning that I took her best friend from her and moved her to New York because this was Addison, Texas, where I met them.
Wow.
So I took her best friend from her, and she always hates me.
How long have you guys been married now?
We've been married for a year and a half.
And how long did you date before you got married? It was
4 years.
A few years.
Four years, yeah. Does
this ever, so you guys are out and you're out having fun, you're out drinking or whatever when you guys see each other.
Yeah.
In your mind, you have to be thinking, well, that was a really great night. Or are you, nope, that was once and I'm never going to bring that up again because I don't want to get myself in trouble. I somehow got away with all this.
No, in my mind, I'm always like, girls, drink up, have another tequila because that's what tends to do it, I found. Ladies on tequila tend to do things that they usually wouldn't do if they weren't on tequila. That's my advice.
I just can think there's so many awkward moments. I mean, you say you plan to have kids. Is she going to like stand up and be the godmother and all that's going to be okay?
Well, maybe I'll have kids with her too. You know, even it out.
Mitch, you're going to get yourself in trouble. You got away with this until now, but now you're pushing it. Now you're going to ruin the whole thing.
She can't hear this.
Oh, we're going to podcast it. It'll get back to her. Somehow it's going to get around. when you're out on the road and you're visiting different towns and having fun like that.
Having threesomes.
Well, that was a one-time thing. Now that you're married, I mean, what is the travel like? Is it tough to be away from the wife? Is it tough to be traveling all the time?
You know, it's funny you said, I was just saying to a friend, I think I'm starting to feel married because now I like, when you're a single comedian, it's a lot easier because your home is just another hotel to you right. when you go there. Because I'm a dude, which means I'd order out everything, and I never made my bed, and I never did that. And a woman does, I do have to say, they give your life meaning, because it's a home to come home to. Now we have our little dog, and then, you know, we have our girls that we have threesomes with there. So I do miss home now, but I love the stand up more now, because now it's more. Comedians always talk about how much marriage sucks, and I wanted to talk about marriage in a different way. I wanted to talk about how hot and sexy it is, and how much I like it, and how it's made everything, you know, sexier and better in my life. So I do miss home more, and now being out on the road, if she's with me, that's my home. So that's nice and romantic.
See, that's the romantic part. You know, I was going to ask you, because, you know, in the past, you've become known for your brutally honest talk about your dating life.
Right.
And, you know,
your sexuality, yeah.
Exactly
how
what happens
girls.
On your dates, yeah. You know, and, like, it's funny. But being married now, you've got to, I guess, find.
Well, that's a great question. And you know, I started out in comedy, and I wanted to talk about girls, but I wanted to do it in a way that other comedians hadn't done it. I wanted to do it in a way that was well written and not just, you know, and I think I did that. And when I got married, I said to my wife, I said, I want to talk about marriage in a different way than other people have. I want to talk about it. And now I have like 2 new hours of material about how it's we're the most perverted couple ever in the history of the world. And I think my act is funnier now because of it.
Mitch is appearing at the Improv in Schaumburg. 2 shows tonight, 2 shows Saturday night, one show, big show on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Tickets are only $22. Call 847-240-2001 or log on to improv.com. When we come back, you've appeared on all the late night shows,
or pretty much most of them.
So there's big upheaval this week, so we'll ask your thoughts on that next. Matt and Anna in for Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. Anna DeVlante's Matt Bubal in for Bill and Wendy here on 720 WGN. We'll be with you till noon when Bob and Mary Ann get in. We're sitting in studio with comedian Mitch Faitel. He's appearing at the Improv in Schaumburg this weekend, 847-240-2001 or improv.com. 2 shows tonight, 2 shows Saturday, 1 big show on Sunday.
These shows will sell out because I am world famous.
Are you world famous?
Well, I'm just blushing listening to your stories. I mean, there's some of them that I don't think we can put on the air.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I talk about them all on stage at this point. Yeah.
Yes,
my life has gotten very interesting.
If you want to hear more about his relationship, you can go to the show and you'll get a lot more that we can't give you here.
No, we can't. I don't think we're going to get in trouble, I think, if we keep going with some of this stuff. I want to ask you about the whole late night wars now, because there's so much talk about it. It's in the news with the replacements for Leno in place and Letterman about to be in place.
Replacement for Leno? Oh, it's Fallon, right?
He's already there. Yeah. You know, there were all these names that were tossed around, and some people are disappointed that like a Chelsea Handler or an Ellen or a Tina Fey, Amy Poehler didn't come into the fray.
I agree with a different voice
like a Mindy Kaling even and become a late night star, that we kind of went with that. Same type of white guy. The network's love affair with the middle-aged white guy, which all of them are incredibly talented. Huge fan of Stephen Colbert, Northwestern grad, everything. But what do you think about that?
I actually was expecting Chelsea. I thought it was time, and I think she's phenomenal. And Ellen too. I mean, listen, I'm not really a Colbert fan, so I can't say. I mean, I will be a fan if he wants to have me on his show. Just so you know.
We'll just erase that piece of the tape.
As a matter of fact, I will have a threesome with him and my wife get me on the show. I don't like commenting on that because I never saw the show. I'm a comedian, so I'm up when those shows are on. I mean, I'm working when those shows are on, you know, so I don't watch them. And quite honestly, I don't like political comedy. It annoys me. So I'm not that guy. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that I was a big fan of, you know, Letterman is in the beginning. I mean, he got kind of political in the end, but in the beginning, he never talked politics. And I'm one of those guys that thinks politics are private, so.
Interesting. And you, how many times have you done Letterman's show?
I did Letterman twice, and I did Leno 22 times.
Wow.
But 20 of those, I'm sorry, like 18 of those were correspondent pieces. They would send me like the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And I would interview people and stuff like that.
Well, what do you think the differences are between those two shows? I mean, that's the old guard really going away. And now Fallon, Kimmel, these guys are at least a little bit younger, and they're all doing stuff for the internet, and it's so much more sketch-based comedy and not as much good interviews and things like that. What do you think about
that? I think I may be getting older, because now I'm that guy that says, like, Letterman was the best. I don't think I wouldn't watch any of those shows. I mean, you know who I like? I like Kimmel. I've watched him a couple times. I've gone past him a couple times, and I've thought, I think I want to go on his show. And in my mind, you know, when I want to be on something, that means I respect it a lot. So, and then want to hear a funny story. I was performing in New York City and a big black dude came over to me with a big crazy afro. And he goes, oh man, I'm a big fan of yours. And I said, okay, good. Thanks. And I just thought he was just a fan and he walked away. And my wife was like, oh my God, that's Questlove. You know, and that's the guy who's on Fallon. You know,
okay.
So I was like, so suddenly I liked Fallon because Questlove liked me. So I was like, okay, cool.
But that hasn't gotten you on Fallon's show yet.
I haven't even used that connection. Yeah. I probably should. Yeah. I mean, I probably should use it, right?
Is it as big of a deal for a comedian to appear on those shows as it was back when Carson would break somebody?
Doesn't really matter.
Everything?
No,
really?
It doesn't really matter. It's all more the social media now. Comedy has gotten very, very derivative. And I think there's not much more, you know, when I started doing comedy, I think it was still fresh. And every comedian I see now, they're either doing Mitch Hedberg or Dave Attell. So comedy has become so boring that I don't think when you go on, people even notice it anymore or have a respect for it that they used to. As a matter of fact, I find in my shows now that there's less respect for the show than there used to be. Although with me, thank God I have a cult following and they tend to be much more respectful of the show and listen to the words and, you know, whatever. And so no, the long story is no, they don't care as much about it. And I don't think it sells tickets for you anymore.
Is there more pressure on you guys today? Because in the old days, before all the social media and everything else,
right,
you could come up with your 2-hour set, go on the road, do it all across the country, and it's fresh for everybody. But now with social media, do you have to constantly be coming up with stuff all the time?
I think the great thing about social media is it forces the bad comedians out because you have to continually write new stuff. I write like a new hour every year and a half basically because it gets disseminated. I'm just so proud of myself that I didn't even graduate college and I know the word disseminated. That it gets disseminated. I don't even know what it means,
great
but
word.
It got me turned on. I disseminated yesterday, it gets disseminated around so fast that you need to write new stuff immediately. Yeah,
it's so funny because you're so brutally honest about your freak lifestyle.
My dissemination.
Or your dissemination? Either one of those, both, all of the above. Do you find that you have to the way you filter things for being on radio, and thank
yes.
you for doing that, that you filter things for different audiences, like Chicago might be a little more Midwestern. Is there a difference?
Great question.
Or like the East Coast where you're from, that they're just a little more honest?
No, I will say this. Since my act is so sexually honest, I did go on stage once and edit myself because there was grandparents up front.
Oh, because you can't look at grandparents in the eyes.
I can't look at grandma and grandpa
and
start talking about threesomes. So and disseminating. So there were these grandparents up front, and I changed my act. And after the show, they came over to the table and they actually said, "Why didn't you do your show?
Oh.
We love you. We saw you somewhere else, and we came back." And it made me realize that that's just as bad as racism. That I assumed for them because they were older, they didn't want to hear about sex or relationships. And I think that, you know, whenever you assign to somebody something that you don't know who they are, then that's unfair. And I realized in my life, you do what you do and the right people will find you and the wrong people will leave. And that's okay. It's okay for people to walk out of your show if they don't like it. Don't change who you are. And I never change my act for any audience now because of that.
And that's why people love you, Mitch.
I'm beloved.
I don't know if it's quite as bad as racism, though. I think you're okay to edit yourself a little bit there. It's okay. You made a mistake. By the way, a texter says they find it very ironic and amusing that you will be so free on the threesome and talk publicly about that, but politics should remain private.
Because private politics are dirty.
Instead politics, of your clean threesomes.
Politics are gross.
Mitch Fatale is appearing at the Improv in Schaumburg. Friday, tonight, tomorrow night, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night, a nice show on Sunday evening. Tickets only $22, 847-240-2001, improv.com. Do you have a website people should visit?
It's MitchFatale.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/MitchFatale or at Mitch Fatale on Twitter.
There you go.
Awesome to meet you, Mitch.
You guys rock. Thanks. Let's all have a threesome.